This is Sound and Vision from KEXP in Seattle. Today's story is about a local MC who has had the most hilarious combination of odd jobs before he finally got to the point where he's now making money doing what he loves. KEXP's Martin Douglas has the story.
Tacoma's Darnell Hill goes by the stage name Bruce Leroy. In June, he released Minerals, his first EP of new material in 2 years. Cuban Link, Figaro. Go think Minerals. Yeah. Silver screen and centerfolds. Money green and emeralds. He's best known in his hometown for three things: being arguably the best rapper in a city of immensely talented MCs, being in tremendous physical condition, and having a very opinionated and often hysterical presence on Twitter. Late last month, he dropped one of his classic Twitter threads discussing many of the jobs he's held since joining the workforce.
I had so many jobs. I would get a job to get a certain amount of money and then quit. Like, yo, man, this is happening. I need to get a cell phone. I need to get this, whatever it was, school shopping. I need to get my school clothes money, whatever. I would get these jobs.
On Twitter, he mentioned the period where he engraved headstones for a living.
I put an application. They came and told me what the job was. And I was like, oh, okay, cool. You know, and then, but I didn't realize, like, I'd be traveling to, like, Burlington and Chehalis and, like, weird places and fields. You know what I'm saying? Digging up people's headstones, bringing them back to the shop, engraving them, and then go put them back out.
He mentioned stealing fry bags with Monopoly game pieces when he worked at McDonald's, a rite of passage for many working teenagers.
I stole hell of them, and I won hella stuff. Yes, I did. Hella ice cream cones, hella fries. I probably didn't even keep them. I probably gave them away more than I used them myself. It's the kind of guy I am.
There was also the time he was one of the first employees for sneaker chain Finish Line's Tacoma Mall location.
That's how old I am. I opened that store. I worked there. I was one of the original employees. It was cool. I'm not a salesman. I didn't like working at the mall. That was probably not the smartest thing to do. You know, if you're not a people person, I was hoping I'd be like a stock room dude or something like that. But they put me on the floor. It was whack. But I got some Iversons out of it, and then they fired me for wearing some insoles home, and my homeboy didn't stick up for me. I should put his name out there, but he's a buster anyway.
The man known as Bruce Leroy has also sold medical cannabis and was fired from his role as Chuck E. Cheese. He was literally the guy in the Chuck E. Cheese costume.
Chuck E. Cheese's, where a kid can be a kid.
He has had so many jobs over the course of his life, he didn't even begin to crack the surface on Twitter.
I managed a Jamba Juice out in Marina Del Rey. I worked at the movie theaters in Santa Monica. Man, my first job was Dairy Queen. I got fired because a lady brought a cold hot dog back an hour later and said it was cold. And I said the wrong stuff to her in front of my man. At that time, I was probably 15, 16. I was like, it's been an hour. You know, there was a lot more derogatory stuff in the statement, but yeah, man, I got fired from there. Where else have I been? I worked at a bunch of warehouses in Fife. I worked at restaurant supply companies. I worked at Columbia Beverages doing that. I worked at a spot one time. We just put like little stickers in Ziploc bags. That was the job.
His current business, in addition to making some of the most powerful music to come out of Tacoma, is in the field of personal training. Born out of a love of boxing and physical fitness, he started teaching and training friends and family out of his South Tacoma garage to the point where it grew into Darno's Barbells, a service for those seeking to improve their physical fitness.
And I have been kind of trying to separate my music from my fitness, but I was really set on Bruce Leroy and trying to like spin off of that, you know, and I kept trying to come up with different ways. And then they were just like, Darnell's Barbells, just use your real name. And I never thought to use my real name one time. I done said that in raps and never thought like, yo, I should just do a spin on my real name. So once we went with that and went public, kind of, you know, my clientele went from friends and family, I guess, to like clients that I don't know, just separating that from my music.
Darno's life in the world of fitness began in the aftermath of an injury he got in 2012 while during his notable day job engraving headstones.
And I hurt myself trying to move a piece of granite. And that set me down for like 9 months. I couldn't walk. I was super uncomfortable walking. Couldn't really walk more than like 10 steps without needing rest or sitting down. And that sat me down for real. And at that time, I was super skinny. I wasn't really into fitness like that. And then I started doing yoga on YouTube. And I did all the physical therapy. I did all this stuff that wasn't working, chiropractor.
His foray into training was initially envisioned as an ambitious plan to run parallel careers in battle rapping and amateur boxing.
So the intention of what I was really going to do was I was going to do amateur fight and I was going to battle. And I wanted to battle rap like a known person. And then I hurt my shoulder and I never rehabbed my shoulder until COVID. And I was never able to like be at 100%. So all that just kind of went out the window.
With most of America in quarantine, Darno finally had the time to rest and rehabilitate his injured shoulder in the midst of the COVID-19 pandemic.
I was still in the gym, still trying to be the man, still throwing up weights, and I never repaired it until, you know, COVID sat everybody down for a while. Now I'm at 100%, but I don't want to fight anybody. You know what I'm saying? I'm too old. And the guy, I was like, I could fight today, but tomorrow I'm probably not going to feel like how a 23-year-old kid is going to feel.
Though he has chosen not to fight competitively, Darnell now communicates his love of boxing through training others.
That's my present day job right now. It's like I spar guys that come in. We'll put on headgear. I got headgear on Sundays and Saturdays. We got guys in here that's sparring. And they pay me to spar with them. They're not as good as me. I don't just beat them up, you know, and I have fun with it. And they learn. I'm teaching them something. We're working on something when we're sparring. We're not just in here duking it out.
In addition to rapping and fitness training, Darnell also finds the time to do community service work, carving out a life where he can pursue multiple rewarding careers without the stress of having to work for an employer. All this work he does comes from the vast benefits of independence and autonomy. I asked Darnell if these parallel careers were something he saw himself continuing in perpetuity.
Yeah, because it's both me. You know what I'm saying? Like I work with Creative Justice presently too. And I also work with Fabitat in Tacoma with kids. I've been doing that for a while since, I don't know, 2013 or something.
Creative Justice and Fabitat are both youth-oriented arts organizations which provide young people from low-income families and high-risk communities with a space to express themselves creatively. Creative Justice specifically works to curtail youth incarceration in King County, while Fabitat is located in the rapidly gentrifying Hilltop neighborhood of Tacoma.
At this point, I only do what I want to do, period. Like, I work on music as Bruce Leroy and Darnell's Barbells. That's my thing. I want to do that. I wake up. I'm not angry at nobody. The people that I work with want to be here, so it's a little different. It's not like they just wanted a product, and I'm the guy selling it. They actually want the product that I'm giving them, you know, whether it be music or fitness, you know. And then with Creative Justice, I appear courtesy of Bruce Leroy. Again, so it's easy to be there because I don't have to do anything except for be me already. You know what I mean? So I don't find it hard to be myself and get money for it. You know what I'm saying?
Whether you know him as Bruce Leroy or you know him as Darnell, he's living the dream of any person who has to work for a living. He more or less sets his own hours. He does only the things that find him fulfillment. And he is very much his own boss. After the dozens of jobs he's had to work throughout his life, he's finally able to apply the skills he spent years learning to forge success in both the artistic and fitness realm. For Sound and Vision, I'm Martin Douglas.
I light cigars from the lightning sparks, the lion heart.
brightest stars. I write the memoirs of Leonidas, I am Micah, Don. Plot a diamond heist, I got a stiff arm for the entire Knights Templar. Face on the currency, the people chanting. I'm freelancing, you Freddie Mercury, the Queen's Gambit. Sacrificial lamb, peace empress. Ain't no going back and forth with these antique cannons. I cut teeth, scrape the enamel off. We're hand to hand with the phantom, the granite chin. Got hit by the hand of God, study Attila the Hun, Sun Tzu and Hannibal. Dipped in camouflage in a panic room with padded walls. I ain't had a sweat break in a decade, ain't lifting dead weight. Fresh waves, nigga, check the x-rays. Inspect the deck on protection neck. I segue on the quest to tell Hefe checkmate. I ain't had no dream, ain't no philosopher. The fat lady sing, ain't seen an opera. Put the ring on the queen, get the photographer. Crown the king, what's the king to a conqueror? I ain't had no dream, ain't no philosopher. The fat lady sing, ain't seen the opera. Put the ring on the queen, get the photographer. Crown the king, what's the king to a conqueror? Capo told me everything under the sun was yours. I told him I still want what's under the shadows. Hard pill to swallow, no El Dorado. I want the game that Alexander got from Aristotle. The Empire Babylonian, the complex Napoleon. My shorthand process, petroleum. God bless the niggas off the opium. The bridges is burnt, the homies still hope. You feel the Holy Ghost again. Your word ain't gospel, it's gossip and rumor. No heaven on earth, no Wakanda, no Zamunda, money talk. Hallelujah, Solomon, nah, Mansa Musa. The ink from my pen tattoo, Yakuza. I cold shoulder, your whole persona. The Ocho, what's in the lowest? It's against the supernova, it's the luchador. In the booth for Cobras, if you didn't know. That Motorola flip phone, shit, it's over, nigga. I ain't had no dream and no philosopher. Fat lady sing, ain't seen the opera. Put the ring on the queen, get the photographer. Crown the king, what's the king to a conqueror? I ain't had no dream, ain't no philosopher. The fat lady sing, ain't seen the opera. Put the ring on the queen, get the photographer. Crown the king, what's the king to a conqueror? I ain't had no dream, ain't no philosopher. The fat lady sing, ain't seen the opera. Put the ring on the queen, get the photographer. Crown the king, what's the king to a conqueror? I ain't had no dream, ain't no philosopher. The fat lady sing, ain't seen the opera. Put the ring on the queen, get the photographer. Crown the king, what's the king to a conqueror?
That was Sun and Vision. I had such a fun time working with Martin on this story. It was just like doing the edits with him. I was like laughing along the way. And I hope that you laughed at some point during this piece or appreciated it. And if you did appreciate what you hear, I'm asking you to take a moment to please subscribe, rate, and review Sound and Vision in your podcast app. It's a very saturated podcast world out there, and those little steps really do go a long way in making this discoverable for other people. KEXP is a publicly funded, nonprofit radio station, which means the majority of our funding comes from listeners. So if you want to help financially support this show, consider giving a one-time $20 donation at kexp.org/sound. Thanks for listening.